在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
In the final pages of his history, Gibbon writes that he has described the triumph of barbarism and religion. In the 100 years between the reign of Gratian in AD 375 and that of Romulus Augustulus, the final emperor of the West from AD 475 to AD 476, Rome was twice sacked by barbarian invaders, first by Alaric the Goth, then by Genseric the Vandal, till at last Rome was ruled by Odoacer, first barbarian king of Italy. In these final extracts from the third volume of The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, we learn how the Empire of the West was humbled by those it once ruled without mercy. Following the death of Valentinian, Valens was beset by fresh problems. North of the Danube, a new savage barbarian tribe, known as the Huns, had subverted the power of the Goths, who had been brought to heel by Valens. The Goths begged to be permitted to occupy land around Thrace to escape the Huns. Valens agreed.
The prayers of the Goths were granted, and their service was accepted by the imperial court, and orders were immediately dispatched by the civil and military governors of the Thracian diocese to make the necessary preparations for the passage and subsistence of a great people, till a proper and sufficient territory could be allotted for their future residence. The liberality of the emperor was accompanied, however, with two harsh and rigorous conditions, which prudence might justify on the side of the Romans, but which distress alone could extort from the indignant Goths. Before they passed the Danube, they were required to deliver their arms, and it was insisted that their children should be taken from them and dispersed through the provinces of Asia, where they might be civilized by the arts of education and serve as hostages to secure the fidelity of their parents. The children of the Goths, those at least of a distinguished rank, were separated from the multitude. They were conducted without delay to the distant seats assigned for their residence and education. And as the numerous train of hostages or captives passed through the cities, their gay and splendid apparel, their robust and martial figure, excited the surprise and envy of the provincials. But the stipulation most offensive to the Goths and most important to the Romans was shamefully eluded. The barbarians, who considered their arms as the ensigns of honor and the pledges of safety, were disposed to offer a price which the lust or avarice of the imperial officers was easily tempted to accept. To preserve their arms, the haughty warriors consented with some reluctance to prostitute their wives or their daughters. The charms of a beauteous maid or a comely boy secured the connivance of the inspectors, who sometimes cast an eye of covetousness on the fringed carpets and linen garments of their new allies, or who sacrificed their duty to the mean consideration of filling their farms with cattle and their houses with slaves. The Goths, with arms in their hands, were permitted to enter the boats, and when their strength was collected on the other side of the river, the immense camp which was spread over the plains and the hills of the Lower Mysia assumed a threatening and even hostile aspect.
It was not long before the Goths and Roman soldiers clashed, but the victory went to the barbarians, who broke the Roman legions.
That successful day put an end to the distress of the barbarians and the security of the Romans. From that day, the Goths, renouncing the precarious condition of strangers and exiles, assumed the character of citizens and masters, claimed an absolute dominion over the possessors of land, and held in their own right the northern provinces of the empire, which are bounded by the Danube. Such are the words of the Gothic historian, who celebrates with rude eloquence the glory of his countrymen. But the dominion of the barbarians was exercised only for the purposes of rapine and destruction. As they had been deprived by the ministers of the emperor of the common benefits of nature and the fair intercourse of social life, they retaliated the injustice on the subjects of the empire.
Valens marched from Antioch.